Lydia Rebine is in the studio with me from the Madison Public Library, Camby and Dawson 2 show. Good afternoon, Lydia.
What a nice day it is out there, Paul.
Oh, it's beautiful out. It's going to get warmer this weekend.
That's okay.
do you prefer the really warm weather or what temperatures like this?
Well, obviously something like this is just about ideal, isn't it? But yep. If I had to pick between extremely warm and no sunlight for days and just dreary, I would still pick extremely warm. So,
okay. Well, I'm not an extremely warm or hot temperature guy, so I like the winter. You know,
we'd all like it about 75, right? And just light breeze, but that's not going to ever happen. So.
Nope. Okay, well, I suppose summer's coming up and you've got your summer events planned at the libraries?
Man, do we. Okay. Yeah, you can tell it's summer because it's getting crazy.
Yeah.
But the first thing I should mention is that Memorial Day is coming up, of course. That's going to be Monday the 30th. And so all of the libraries will be closed for that. We'll be back again on Tuesday and open for regular business. But Monday, Memorial Day, we will not be there. So keep that in mind for planning. But yeah, so many different things going on now as we're getting into summer. The first one actually is a set of classes. So Mike Cagley of Dawson, who is a horticultural expert, is doing a series of classes on vegetable gardening. The first one actually happened last night in Camby. They had theirs, but you can still make it to Dawson's. It's happening in just like an hour or so here at 6:30. That's in Dawson tonight. And then Thursday night will be Madison's at 6:30. So plenty of time to get to that one too. You can just give us a ring in Madison to sign up, 320-598-7938, extension 1, sort of so we have a guess of how many people are coming. But I very much encourage everyone to come to that. Mike knows more about plants than the rest of us will ever forget, so he is worth hearing talk, and you'll definitely get some good tips for gardening this summer.
Good.
Summer reading is about to kick off, so that will run June 6th through August 9th. Great opportunity for kids to read and discover new books, take part in activities, win prizes. It's just always a really fun time. And this year's theme is Read Beyond the Beaten Path, so sort of outdoors and exploration. It's going to be a fun theme. In Madison, our activities will be held on Tuesdays with preschool story times and activities from 10:30 to 11 a.m. in the morning, and then games and activities for older kids from 4 to 5 p.m. on Tuesdays. Dawson's activities will be held on Tuesdays also with pre-K through second grade activities from 10:30, and then third through sixth grade starting at 11:30 on most days. I'm going to, you know, say most days because there's a few exceptions, but they have a full list. So stop by, grab that list from Dawson because there's a few where it's going to start like, say, 11:15, something like that for what they're doing. And then their teen programming every day will be on a Tuesday at 5:20. So 5:20 in the evening on Tuesdays for the teens. In Camby, they're doing Mondays. They'll have pre-K through second grade programs from 10:30 to 11:30 and third through sixth grade programs from 3 to 4 p.m. They're also planning to host an all-ages movie day every Wednesday at 3 p.m. as part of the program. So Mondays for the main part of the programming and then movie days on Wednesdays. And then something new and different I'm very excited about. I actually, when I went through the office, left a poster with the gals for this that we're going to be doing on Wednesday, June 15th, and it is a strolling story time in the Lacaparl County Park.
Strolling story time.
Strolling story time. So we're going to use the trails on the south end of the park, which it always gets a little dicey finding that section for people, I know. But if you've been to the Haunted Hayride, it's that same section, that south section. And I'll go over some directions here in a minute. But we're going to be using the trails there, and we'll have stations set up along the trail with stories that kids can read, activities, games, And then we're going to have things like a make-your-own-trail mix station, a scavenger hunt.
Fun.
We're going to be bringing our telescopes out so that once it gets dark, if the weather cooperates, they can do some stargazing. So, yeah, it's just, I think, going to be a really fun evening. And that's going to be from 4 to 8 on Wednesday, June 15th in the south section of Black Aparo County Park. So, if you're coming from Madison, you're going to be going east on 40, and at the curve you would take that's marked for the Dawson turnoff, you're going to take that, but instead of turning off for Dawson, you're going to go straight onto 20. You go another roughly 4 miles east, and then you'll turn south onto Minnesota 27. You go south a couple of miles until you reach 226th Street. So you're going to go east a little bit more, and then at the T in the road, you take a left on 337th Avenue, and then at the next T, you take another left, and that takes you directly into the park. It's a little bit confusing, but I'll put up a map on Facebook, and I've included a map on the flyers, too. Okay. If you're coming from Dawson, you know, basically that same routine, you're going a few miles east of Dawson on 212, then you're going to turn north onto Minnesota 27 and be looking again for, what did I say, 226th Street? Yeah, and then that same left, yada, 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 okay, look for the park. There is a park sign, but people have a tendency to miss it, so we'll try and put up balloons or something too. Okay. Anyway.
Sounds like a fun event.
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun, and hopefully nature will cooperate with us.
And when is that again?
That is going to be Wednesday, June 15th from 4 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah. Cool. And then a couple of other things going on in Madison. We have a new adult take and make craft this week. It's a yarn pom-pom mobile. This one takes a little bit of time and dedication, so it's a better one for adults and older teens because you're making the pom-poms yourself, and that's a little commitment. So, and then for kids, we have a take-and-make birdhouse craft that will be really fun. Other than that, book club, of course, meets every month. Camby's book club meets on the first Tuesday of the month at 10:30 a.m. Dawson's book club meets the first Tuesday of the month, but at 6:30 p.m. And Madison's, ours meets on the second Tuesday of the month at 7:15 in the evening. Mm-hmm. So think Good. About signing up for book club if you aren't already.
There you go. Gotta ask you, how did the Jill Satrowski event tour event go?
It went really well. Yeah, it was very fun to have her in and hear her talk about her writing process and her books. It's always fun to have a local author like that.
Yeah, she gave a great interview, by the way.
Yes, I thought so too.
Yep. So good. Well, let's find out what the staff is reading.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's get right into it. So I have been reading Winter's Orbit by Everine Maxwell. In this debut science fiction novel by Everine Maxwell, the Isket Empire has long dominated the system throughout treaties and political alliances, but several planets, including Thea, have begun to chafe under Isket's rule. When tragedy befalls Imperial Prince Tam, his Thean widower Janen is rushed into an arranged marriage with Tam's cousin, the disreputable Kiam, in a bid to keep the rising hostilities between the two worlds under control. But when it comes to light that Prince Tam's death may not have been an accident and that Janen himself may be the suspect, the unlikely pair must overcome their misgivings and learn to trust one another as they navigate the perils of court and try to solve a murder and prevent an interplanetary war. Deb has been reading the Stormrunners trilogy by Roland Smith. In book one of this trilogy, the Stormrunners, Chase Masters and his father are Stormrunners, racing across the country in pursuit of hurricanes, tornadoes, and floods. Anywhere bad weather strikes, they are not far behind. Chase is learning more on the road than he ever would just sitting in a classroom. But when the hurricane of the century hits, he will be tested in ways he never could have imagined. Karen is reading The Guilty, Will Robbie, Book 4 by David Baldacci. Will Robbie is the government's most professional, disciplined, and lethal assassin. He infiltrates the most hostile countries in the world, defeats our enemy's advanced security measures, and eliminates threats before they ever reach our shores. But now his skills have left him. Sent overseas on a critical assignment, he fails, unable to pull the trigger. Absent his talents, Robbie is a man without a mission and without a purpose. To recover what he lost, Robbie must confront what he has tried to forget for over 20 years, his own past. Alice is reading Fear Thy Neighbor by Fern Michaels. At 29, Allison Marshall is ready to find a place to call home. With no family and no ties, she's drifted from one small Florida town to another since high school, working odd jobs, saving hard, and building a nest egg. Once she finds the right place to settle down, she'll know, and when she reaches beautiful Palmetto Island, she thinks she may have found it. The small, close-knit island community seems to have everything Allison needs. On a hunch, she contacts the island's only realtor and learns that an old beach house is on the market. Miraculously, it's in her budget, and Allison takes it as another sign that she's in the right place. At first, the home is everything she hoped it would be. But as days turn into weeks, she uncovers a dark side to this supposedly peaceful haven. The locals have a secret, and once Allison discovers what it is, she faces a stark choice. She can stay and join them, or escape. But leaving brings its own risks, and Allison is starting to wonder if coming to Palmetto Island is the last mistake she'll ever make. And Naomi is reading Paradise on Fire by Jewel Parker Rhodes. Addie is haunted by the tragic fire that killed her parents, leaving her to be raised by her grandmother. Now, years later, Addie's grandmother has enrolled her in a summer wilderness program. There, Addie joins five other Black City kids, each with their own troubles, to spend a summer out west. Deep in the forests, the kids learn new, and to them, strange skills. Camping, hiking, rock climbing, and how to start and safely put out campfires. Most important, they learn to depend on each other for companionship and survival. But then comes a devastating forest fire. Addie is face to face with her destiny and haunting past. Developing her courage and resiliency against the raging fire, it's up to Addie to lead her friends to safety. And that is what we are reading this week at the library.
All right. All right. Well, where are you located and when's the library open, Lydia?
We are open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 2. We are always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch, and we are on the north end of Main Street in Madison on the west side of the road, just as you get to the end of the old buildings.
Okay. About Mondays for Memorial Day, you're closed, obviously, right?
This time, yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
So, yeah, this Monday, May 30th.
All right. Thanks, Lydia, for coming in. Enjoy your nice walk back to the library.
I certainly will.
All right, Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.